This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. To do a more thorough study of 2 Peter 2, let me suggest we do what I call a 4S study. The 4S's stand for spread, sort, structure, and summarize. This approach is similar to doing a picture puzzle. When I do a picture puzzle, I start by dumping the pieces on a table and begin by spreading the pieces out and turning every piece right side up so I can see the color on each piece. Then I sort the pieces into groups according to color. After this, I start connecting pieces together and begin pushing the groups of attached pieces into their appropriate place according to the picture on the cover of the box. After I structure the groups in this way, I fill in the missing links until the picture is done. Using this approach in a Bible study goes like this. Identify and spread out on a sheet of paper all the facts in the portion being studied. Sort related facts together and give each group a descriptive title. Structure the material by organizing the titles in a logical sequence, then determine a main theme growing out of the outline you have studied and developed. Summarize by making applications to your life based on your study and outline. In reading over chapter 2 of 2 Peter, you will find characteristics describing false prophets or teachers. You will discover their strategies to capture a following and the outcomes of these activities both in their own lives and in the lives of those impacted by them. You also will find ways to avoid being led astray. Try taking these initial steps in preparing for our next visit. And if you'd like to review this material, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.